Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov meeting today in Lausanne, Switzerland, for the first time since breaking off talks over how to resolve the crisis in Syria. Meantime, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg is concerned about the situation in Aleppo and Russia's continued bombing of the eastern part of that city, where rebels are in control.
Despite terrible toll in human lives and suffering, and despite the strong objections of the international community, we must find a way to overcome the current stalemate in Syria.
Hundreds of thousands of civilians are trapped in Aleppo, which has seemingly become ground zero in Syria's five-year war. A spokesman for the U.S.-led foreign military coalition in Afghanistan says it is worried about the number of casualties Afghan security forces have suffered in recent battles with the Taliban. More than 100 personnel of the Afghan National Defense and Security Force have died within the past 2 weeks while defending the southern city of Lashkargah, and dozens more have been wounded. Taliban continues to stage repeated attacks on the capital of Helmand Province. Three people have been arrested in the U.S. state of Kansas for allegedly planning an attack on a mosque and a housing complex. Reports say the suspects are members of the right wing, a right-wing militia. If the three defendants are convicted, they face a maximum sentence of life in prison. Attack believed to be targeting Somali immigrant community. This is VOA News. Thailand is shrouded in mourning today, as it has been for several days, with the population wearing black out of respect for their beloved king, Bhumibol Adulyadet, who passed away on Thursday. VOA's Steve Miller reporting now on the king's cortege arriving at the palace.
Thailand's crown prince and his sister led the procession, where thousands of people lined the streets paying their respects. A blue and white Mercedes van carried the king's casket, accompanied by monks, and taken to the temple located inside the Grand Palace complex. Thailand, a kingdom of 67 million people, plunged into grief when the monarch died Thursday from a variety of age-related illnesses. He was 88 years old and had been in poor health for several years, and the only king many in Thailand ever knew. The country began observing 1 year of mourning on Friday. Steve Miller, VOA News, Washington.
In U.S. politics, two more women have alleged that Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump had made unwanted sexual advances toward them. Trump denied all the allegations at a campaign rally in Greensboro, North Carolina.
They make up lies. They have people come around, Donald Trump did this or that. I never saw these people before. I don't know who they are. And then you watch these phony networks and dishonest networks who are 100%. Let me tell you something about Hillary Clinton. She's got nothing going. The only thing she's got going is the media.
Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton had no campaign rallies planned for Friday, but President Obama campaigned on her behalf at a rally in Cleveland, Ohio.
And it shouldn't be a complicated choice, because it's a choice between somebody who is as qualified as anybody who has ever run for this office and somebody who has proven himself unfit to lead or represent this country that we love.
One aggregate of voter polls indicates that Clinton leads Trump by 6 points nationally, with the election less than a month away. Obama administration has announced the easing of restrictions on Cuba in an attempt to create more economic opportunities between the two countries. President Obama said very real differences on democracy and human rights still exist between Cuba and the United States, but the best way to address the differences, he says, is through engagement. The changes, which will take effect on October the 17th, are another step in President Obama's plan to normalize relations with Cuba. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.